Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're Scrubbing In.
And it's not any ordinary Monday.
It's Valentine's Day.
Monday. Happy Valentine's Day. Becca just showed up here with these beautiful flowers that are just beautiful, and they match my room so beautifully.
You know, I went back and forth so much, and I've always thought my mom was so crazy on how particular she is about, like, anything she's picking out. If there's multiple options, like color options, or like if she's looking for a card, it could take hours. And I found myself doing it yesterday, picking out what colors to get you. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm turning into my mother.
Wow. I love it. The fact that you did that yesterday is very impressive.
What do you mean? That as you, opposed to what?
Before the podcast?
It's 10:30 right now. What did you think I was doing before the podcast?
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Yes, correct.
Yeah, I did that yesterday. I was actually pleasantly validated yesterday when you texted me and said that you were still getting stuff together for Valentine's Day yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Tanya and I are on the same playing field this year.
Well, to be fair, I did Galentine's Day things, and I did some gifts for Robbie and his kids, and then I did... I'm doing like more little poems throughout the day for him. So I like left them in his house, but they're like small. They're little cards with poems in them, and then I kind of left them in different places, so he'll hopefully find them throughout the day.
Are you more of the Valentine's Day?
What do you think?
Well, I'm saying, like, do you do more for him in the sense of like gifts and stuff?
It's a great, because we weren't together last year for Valentine's Day.
Trigger.
Thank you for bringing that
up. Sorry about that. I always feel a tingle go down my spine when I realize.
Yeah.
The time frame.
It's triggering. I'm trying to think of our first Valentine's Day. We were like newly dating, and so I think we don't really do gifts. We do just like meaningful little things. So like I wrote little poems, and I attached them. One of the poems was about his kisses, so I attached it to like a big Hershey kiss. Mm. One of them was about his heart, and so I attached it to like a box of hearts. Mm-hmm. And then the other one's a little naughty, and I attached it to something naughty.
Let me just say, is that what I saw?
Yeah.
My God. was like, I don't need to know any more about this particular thing.
Yeah. So
it's a piece of clothing.
Yeah, it's a piece of clothing.
That's what I was going to ask. It's something you wear.
It's a string.
Yeah. And honestly, I hadn't tried on, so I don't even know how it's going to work.
Well, actually, if it's going to work. Send me a photo.
Yeah, totally.
Of yourself,
yeah,
yeah. You put that on.
It was one of the things that like you buy in a box. Like it's not lingerie that you can go and
try on.
Yeah. It's like in a box. And so I was like, this will do.
I don't know.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
I like that you got him that because it's weird when he gets you that because it's really a gift for him. So I think it's very appropriate that you got that for him for you to wear.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I agree.
He has gotten me a lingerie before, but it was like very like nice and
classy.
This is the opposite of that. So
I could have made that for you. Maybe it was like
a little pair of scissors
or something.
Yeah, so we'll see if it works, but I don't know, we'll see. It's weird. Valentine's Day is weird the day after the Super Bowl.
I know.
Yeah,
has it ever been
on
like
a Monday
that?
It's kind of long.
No, the Super Bowl is later this year because they added a week to the regular season of the football season, so that's why it's closer to Valentine's Day than ever before.
Are they always going to do that?
Yeah.
Oh,
afraid
dang.
So
I did not. I mean, it was a little, I think being in LA too, it was like the traffic was insane. With the Super Bowl, it actually being in LA, it was just like chaos here this weekend and then Valentine's Day. So
yeah, and it's a Monday. Like nobody really wants to do anything on them. So I don't know. I will see. I think I'm more of the, yeah, I mean, he didn't leave any trinkets around my apartment for me today.
No, did he get two flowers?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Because I left first thing like this morning. So.
Okay, so as of now, we haven't seen what Red Star has compiled. For
correct.
Today. So update Thursday.
Yeah, update Thursday. Yes. But I will say there's been a lot on our plates because we had people over for Super Bowl and his birthday's next weekend. So, or not next weekend, this weekend. So I feel like I've had my head in different places aside from Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it was a lot. There was a lot. Speaking of the Super Bowl, did you watch?
Did
you watch?
No.
Okay.
But I watched what I needed to.
Which was the halftime show?
Correct.
What'd you think about that?
I was losing my mind.
Really?
Yeah, you not? You
no.
Not? No?
No. I liked it. Like, I would, if that was like a concert, I would have been so into it. But I felt like, what about the people that were on the other side of what the stage was facing? Were they just seeing the back of the head?
Well, it's not for the people in the crowd. It's for the TV.
It's very sweet of you, Becca.
Yeah.
Wait, you mean you go to the Super Bowl and you happen to be on the unlucky side that doesn't get to watch the
They're there for the game. They don't care.
There's 100 million people watching. That is the audience. It's not the 12,000 behind you.
I thought it was great. I was like, you know what I felt? There was a sense of pride I had being from that generation that it was just so like, I felt like put together. It didn't feel like chaotic. It just felt like everyone was like, knew what they were doing. There was something very,
You know what else? It was very egoless, which
yes,
I love. It was very much like, we're all sharing the stage. We're coming together. There's no ego here. And I loved that.
Okay.
Because I think there's a lot of ego in this industry.
I'd be really into a tour with them. I just was like, I was like concerned about the other people the whole time. So I was like really stressed about that.
As an Eminem fan, I was a little.
Are you an Eminem?
Oh, I know every word to the Drug Ballad.
What's that?
Oh, so it wasn't one of his like more famous songs. I'd say it was a deep cut in one of the albums. I was such an Eminem fan in high school. It was weird. And I knew every word to the Drug Ballad. Mind you, I've not done any of the drugs he talks about. Like,
yeah, I didn't assume so.
Yeah, and yet I can spit every word.
I can do Lose Yourself. I've impressed my kids with my rendition of Lose Yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Try the Drug Ballad.
Okay.
Lose Yourself really makes me feel like I've got some edge to me, to be honest. Like
yes,
I've got some
too.
Cool. Yeah.
Yep.
Speaking of, this is one of those memories that like if it pops up in my mind as I'm laying in bed, I can't sleep because I have a horrible embarrassment for myself and my friends, but we went to this really small karaoke place in Shreveport or Bossier, Louisiana. It was called Frog's Breath.
Ew.
Yeah, really gross name. Already like a bad start.
Is that from The Nightmare Before Christmas? Is it like a Nightmare Before Christmas theme bar?
There's no theme
Frog's
to this bar.
Breath? You've seen that movie?
No.
Oh.
But we performed. It was this. There was maybe 10 people there. We were very out of place. And we perform the Rihanna song that Eminem did. Just gonna stand there. And I knew the whole rap. So my friends very off key sang the Rihanna part. And then I did the Eminem rap. And we were so sober. And it was the most. It ended and it was just dead silent. Like not even like one clap. And
sad.
So it haunts me. Like I actually should add that story to like when people are like, what's your most embarrassing story? That one might go up.
Is karaoke fun sober?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No, I don't find karaoke to be overly fun. Period.
Oh, well, you're not doing the right songs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll
you gotta
have to
expand
out.
That Rolodex.
So anyways, I have some Eminem raps in my repertoire, but I don't know the love drug ballad.
Yeah, just give that one a listen, and then I think you'll be much more impressed with my skills.
Well,
it's fast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can
That's
we get
right.
like a glimpse of it?
Sure.
A cut real quick
yeah,
of
okay.
you doing it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Stand by.
Well, while we're waiting for that.
Oh, yeah. I also had a question for you because Do you know 95P's cell phone number by heart?
I just learned it.
Dang it.
But I only learned it because I felt like kind of weird that I really only know. I know like my sister's and my mom's.
Yeah. So I have a funny story about that. But I was hoping you were going to say no. Oh. But. That's okay. Hang on.
Should we recut this?
No, hold on. Looks the same. They got no game. Every name to play. I can say whatever I want, however I want, whenever I want. However, although I do got some drugs to do, this ecstasy has got me sitting next to you. I got to go. You think I'm in love with you too, but that's just the ex talking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank nice
you. Mark,
job.
We can't hear you clapping.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just learned 95P's number because I've always known the last four digits and the first three digits. So it was really the in between that I was missing.
Oh, yeah. So I know the first three. So listen to this.
Jeff, what's the area code of LA? Knowing the area code is like, okay.
I had to share this story because it was so funny. But do we have time now or should I do it when we come back?
I love a tease. You know I love a tease.
Okay, let me do it when we come back because it's very funny.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be back with a apparently riveting story from Tanya.
I don't know if it's riveting, but it really...
Well, stay tuned to find out.
Yeah.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff.
with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, so we're back and Becca's wrapping some M&M. But I asked that question because this weekend, so we wake up on Saturday morning. It's a lovely day in Los Angeles. The sun is shining. It's warm out and Red Star is making breakfast for everybody. And so I said, you know, let me go grab us some coffees. So we go to two different coffee shops because I like one coffee and he likes it with weird like ghee and stuff. Like, I don't know. His is just more intense.
I thought that's what karate guys wear.
Ghee? No, ghee is some sort of butter.
Yeah, it's like that.
So he gets butter in his coffee, which again,
it's like really healthy for you.
Yeah, it's gross. But anyway, so that's not the point. So I go to my place. I have Sunny with me. I go to his place. I order his coffee. I go to my place. I get my coffee. I put my coffee in my car and I almost leave Sunny in my car because I'm just going to go grab his coffee. I already paid for it. I come back to my car and I'm locked out.
But you took Sunny.
I took Sunny, but I left my phone, my keys, my everything in my car, right? And I'm like pulled over on the side of the road. I didn't even put money in my meter. So I start panicking because I don't have my phone. And I'm just like...
You locked your keys in the car?
Yeah, I didn't even think you could do that in 2022.
I didn't either. Yeah. I thought my car, if I try to lock it when the keys are in there, it refuses.
Me too.
Me three. So this is just a cautionary tale for those listening that it can happen because my car, it should not happen, but it did somehow. And I didn't even lock the door. So I don't know. This is a weird thing, right? So I'm standing there. I have something and I start panicking because I'm just like, my phone's in there. I don't know what to do. Everybody's like weird about just like strangers right now. You know, if I go up to someone, I'm like, hey, can I use your phone? And then I was like, I don't know my boyfriend's phone number. Like, what do I do? Mm. So I'm just kind of standing there. And you know when you panic a little bit and you don't know what to do? So these people are walking by and they're like, oh my God, your dog's so cute. And I was like, oh, do you want to pet her? So kind of like I get distracted. I start talking to all these people. And they're like petting Sunny. And I'm like, oh, blah. And then they're like, oh, are you locked out of your car? And I was like, yeah, shoot. Actually, can I borrow your phone? And she was like, yeah, sure, of course. Do you want to call AAA? And I was like, no, I need to get my boyfriend. I don't know his number. And then I was like, maybe I'll DM him on Instagram. Then I remember that he's private. So I'm doing all these things in my head of how am I going to get in my car? So I'm like, maybe Sunny and I will walk home. It's like a 3 mile.
You DM him from some random woman's Instagram account?
I'm just telling you my train of thought.
Okay, sure.
This is Tanya in panic mode. So then I'm like, maybe I'll walk home. It's also 90 degrees out and I'm wearing a giant sweatshirt and like all this stuff. And he's far away from where I am. And I was like, that's not going to happen. It's going to take us like an hour, more than an hour. So then I figure out that the people at the coffee shop, at one of the coffee shops, know my boyfriend. They know his phone number. So I go in there.
How?
Because we go there so often. Or I don't know if they have his phone number. No, they have his phone number. Yeah, yeah. So okay. She's like special. She's actually, this barista in particular is very meaningful in our relationship because when we first started dating, she saw his mood change from like sad to happy. And she was like, oh, do you have somebody in your life? So this particular girl has been like she's been like a fixture in our relationship.
Okay.
And she has his phone number.
Yeah, she has my phone number too.
Okay. She has, seems odd to me.
She's more than a barista. You know, she's your neighborhood go-to girl.
Still doesn't help me, but okay, go ahead.
Okay, so anyways, I go back and she's not there. And then I'm like, can somebody hear? Can you call your manager? Because she's the manager. So I was like, can somebody? And they're like looking at me like I'm some crazy lady. They're like, yeah, we're not going to bother our manager on her Saturday
morning.
Yeah, okay, Karen. We're not calling our manager on a Saturday morning because you locked yourself out of your car, lady. You know what I mean? Like that kind of look. And I was just like, I don't know his phone number because I was like, I was going to borrow your phone, the phone at your coffee shop, but I don't have his phone number. And I really need to learn. Every time I kept saying, I said, I really need to learn his phone number.
They're like, great.
They're like, sure. Okay. So one really nice man, Colin, ends up calling and texting her. So then she calls, gets a hold of Red Star. He comes to me. Mind you, I realize the whole time I should have just called AAA because when he came to me, I called AAA on his phone.
Oh my God.
Well, that's the other question. The people on the street said truck called AAA. Why didn't you consider that at the time?
I don't know, because I was so focused on just getting a hold of him to make sure that he knew I wasn't like...
I thought he had a spare key or something, and that's why you were calling him.
No, No.
So he still couldn't help you.
Correct. So he shows up.
You were single fairly recently. How do you not remember how to survive?
It's not even that. It was like, it was 90 degrees. I'm hot. My dog is starting to panic. And I think she has to pee and she still can't touch public ground yet. So she's like squabbling. And it's just like, you know, all those things are going through your head at this. So yeah, I'm in like panic mode.
Sorry. She can't touch public ground.
Mark, just stop. Don't even. Can we not go off onto that tangent?
She can't touch public ground until she's fully vaccinated, which she is not yet. Almost there. Couple more
she
days.
She can pee in some grass.
No. She cannot pee. Not in public grass. So he shows up. He puts money in my meter. He buys me another coffee because I didn't have any money. And we call AAA. And it's going to take them about 45 minutes to get. He takes Sunny home. And he had to go back because he left the kids there. He left the kids home alone. So he had to go back. He's like, I can't wait here for 45 minutes. And so I said, oh, it's all good. I'll just sit here and wait for AAA by myself. Gave me $20. I bought myself some breakfast. I was feeling good, you know, no phone.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah. I was like, thank you. So I'm sitting in front of this coffee shop and literally every 3 minutes I look at somebody. I'm like, do you know what time it is? Because I knew what time they were coming. And they were like, yeah, it's, you know, every like three. And it was a different person because I just like wanted to talk to people. Like I was just bored sitting out there. I had nothing to do. So I'm like talking to all these people. I tell everybody I'm locked out of my car. There's my car, my, you know, oh, they're like, everything's in there. And they're like, oh, thank God. You know, you didn't leave your dog in there. I'm talking to all these people and people are coming and going. And I probably talked to about 15 people.
Wow.
AAA came. They popped that door wide open, got me in my car within 5 minutes. I was out of there lickety split. So shout out to AAA. You guys are amazing.
Did they
use a Jimmy Jam thing?
No. So you know what's interesting? They some sort of Jimmy Jam, but then they put like some sort of like balloon device that they like blow up. So it pries the door open a little bit so that they can get like, it almost looks like a hanger. It's not a hanger, obviously, but it's some sort of device that goes in and just pushes the unlock button.
Wow.
So they don't damage your car. They just like jimmy their way in with this like little thing and then opened my doors.
Yeah, I don't like that it's that easy personally.
Oh, wait,
so like, in my mind, I'm like, so I could go buy this.
But
he needed
all these like weird devices. But the best part is when Red Star showed up to give me money and call AAA on his phone and do all the things. I was like, okay, so if I'm not home by, you know, because they were supposed to come at 9:45 or whatever. So if I'm not home by 10 o'clock, maybe, you know, call this coffee shop because I'm going to be sitting out here and I don't have a phone. Da-da. So he writes his phone number on my coffee cup and he's like, just in case you need it.
So do you know the number now?
No, but I know the first part. I don't know the last four. The area code, the first three. And I don't know the last four.
Okay. All right.
I'm getting there, but it was a big lesson.
That is an interesting point there is in 2022, it is very rare to ask someone what time it is because we have devices. We have all kinds of stuff that will always tell us what time it is.
Oh, people looked at me like I was from planet Mars.
I'll bet. Yeah.
They were like, and then some people, like when I said, oh, I'm locked out of my car, my phone's in there. Some people were like, you know, like wanted nothing to do with me. And then a couple people really engaged and I spoke to a couple really nice people.
Yeah, LA's a mixed bag of
what
you're going to find in people in that way. Like you go to the South and someone's like, well, honey, Let me call my husband. He can get you in. Like, and then in LA, you could get someone who's like that, or you get someone who's like, what do you want, freak?
Right. And then my first thought was when I had his coffee in my hand and mine was in my, you know, coffee holder in my car. And I was just like, oh, I'm stuck with this ghee coffee. Like, I can't even sip on my own. I have no money. Like, I gotta sip on this butter coffee. Oh.
So that was a fun start to the day.
Oh, it was an adventurous start
to
the day.
And it's hot in LA right now, too. Like, I'm really grateful. I'd much rather this than, like, a snowstorm. But, like, it's not to... I mean, thank God you got sunny out.
Me, too. And also, I was dressed like I was in Antarctica.
You
like,
are right now, and it's hot as hell.
And I had a big puffy coat on over it, too. I don't know. So
your body temperature's low, huh?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is an element of that in Los Angeles, I've noticed. There's an element of denial. Like, it is February. I'm going to wear my sweater because it's cute. And darn it, I don't care that it's 88 degrees outside.
I thought it was, like, early enough that it was still kind of like that morning chill.
No. There's no morning chill right now. And I have this, like, heart sweater, but it is, like, thick sweater. And I was like, what's the point? This is the only day that this is an appropriate sweater.
No, and love is appropriate every day.
I know, but it's, you know, hearts. It's like, would have been so cute today. But yeah. I was like, no. I did take all my nails off and they're trash and I painted them red and
I was looking at them thinking like, what kind of busted manicure is that?
Something about, well, I was going to leave them like bare to heal, but I remember last time you trolled me when my nails weren't done. So I'm like stressed to be around you. And so I painted them red and there's something to a red nail that freaks me out.
I think the color's pretty. Your paint job looks like a kindergartner.
No, wait, and how?
It's pretty bad.
Okay, well, I may have not let them dry enough and they look a little crinkled, but
A for effort.
Thank you.
B for effort.
Would never show up to you again with undone nails. Speaking of, Haley and I went to the spa yesterday because we were like, let's go to the spa. Everyone's going to be watching the Super Bowl. No one will be there. It was like the greatest decision I've ever made.
Was it empty?
Empty.
Oh.
And we were just like laying by the pool, got massages, had drinks, kind of like checking in to see what the score was.
Oh.
It was nice.
It was?
I just didn't care.
Well, no, I don't care about football, but the whole like spirit of it is so fun.
Yeah. So next year, what I think.
Next year.
Because I loved this spa thing, go earlier because we booked it super late. So like they didn't have a ton of slots for a massage. And so if we booked it earlier and then had like laid by the pool, went, got our massages and then went to a Super Bowl party, that would be like ideal.
No, because Super Bowl parties are going to like wind you up, you know, like you're not like chilling at a Super Bowl party. You're kind of
No, I chill at the spa and pool and then party.
Feels like it should be the other way around because it,
well, I can't change the time of the game, unfortunately.
I don't care about football, but I love everything about Super Bowl Sunday. I got like a football balloon and like you know, I was ready to go.
Nothing says spirit like a football balloon.
Right, like a football balloon. I put a little collar on Sunny, you know. There's something fun about Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, I get it. I just was like, I had the option of spa or party and I was like, spa.
Super Bowl only comes once a year and the spa is there 365.
It's true. But no one was there February by the pool.
I'm just saying, you know, these are memories. We made memories yesterday that you were not involved with. Yeah.
Like, were they great though?
Yeah. And like, everybody was so excited when the Rams won.
I was kind of rooting for the Bengals.
Oh my God. You would not
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because the Bengals have been terrible for their entire existence. So it was a big deal.
It was like the underdog story.
Very much the underdog story, yes. Los Angeles is never the underdog in anything ever. So I get that.
But and also the quarterback for the Bengals, Joe Burrow, was the LSU quarterback. And they won the national championship. And so there's like ties to LSU, which, you know, my family is big LSU family. So
sports knowledge. I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah. You know, did you see the end? What happened?
Of the game?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they won.
Yeah, but did you see like how it happened at the end?
Don't ask me how I lived. Yeah, they're like, oh, they missed the 1 point. Thinking, I was like, oh, yeah, that's crazy. Thinking,
like, obviously, sports, it's like all the whole team has to be on it to like to have a victory and like they have to do their part. But I always think about the person who's like the last resort that like the game ends because of them. You know, like that guy let his guy get by him to tackle him. And it was like,
Oh, and it's like all your fault.
Well, not saying they would have won or come back, but it was just like that ended the game because his guy got past him.
Oh, I think that's got to be brutal. And the coach will always say, like, the game didn't come down to that play. We had lots of opportunities. We didn't take advantage of blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I think that's got to be very tough and a very long off season when you realize our season ended because of a mistake I made.
Oh, I remember, I mean, even in sports, like in high school, that had no effect on anyone that was watching and being like, I was the, like, if I had just made that shot or if I had made that free throw or if I hadn't struck out, it's a hard, as an athlete, you know.
Yeah, like, I never felt that. Like, I've
well,
never.
Well, tennis is an individual sport, so you're just kind of like.
Yeah, but I played softball and basketball when I was a kid. Sure did.
A kid.
Yeah.
So teams. You were just there to
and
have
I was always doubles, too.
Snack.
Like, I was a double. Yeah,
you're like, but my
I
mom brought snacks today.
But it is funny because Red Star and I last night were like, it was almost like we were at two different parties because he was like watching the game like aggressively, you know what I mean? And I was just like chit chatting with people, you know what I mean? Like,
socializing.
It was like totally two different parties that we were at. But you know what's interesting? Did you see the guy that proposed to his girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk to that guy. I mean, we're not going to talk to that guy because he just like won the Super Bowl and stuff, but
maybe like later in the year.
What goes through your head? So like you're thinking, if I win the game, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend. If we lose the game, is she still going to get proposed to?
This happened. My brother-in-law proposed to my sister after a huge football game in college.
So what were to happen if they lost?
I don't know. I should ask him. I don't
know.
Do
they think that as like fate? You know what I mean? Like, oh, if we lose, then I'm not supposed to marry her.
I'll have to ask my brother-in-law because I don't know. What the, like, if they would have lost because they would have been devastated. So I don't know that he would have been in a like
happy mood,
romantic proposal mood.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I would imagine that he had a backup plan. If they lose, he's done working now for a while. They go on a really lovely vacation and he asks her there. That's what I would do if it were me.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. I was like, what would Mark do if that was his move? Yeah. And he was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. As
Mark,
a linebacker.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Very little, as a matter of fact. we barely saw each other all weekend. But it was actually really like when this happens, because as much as it's great to have the family together, when we split the family in half, you get really quality time with the kid you've been assigned. So I had the oldest for the weekend, and my wife had the youngest in Burbank for a dance competition. So they were doing their thing, and we were doing our thing. We went downtown. We went and saw the Smartlist tour, speaking of podcasts. That was really fun. And Smartlist is the podcast with Jason Bateman and Will Arnett.
Wait, y'all went to a live show?
Sean Hayes. Yeah, they had a live show downtown at the Orpheum, and so we went and saw that.
Did they have a guest or anything?
Yeah, they had the surprise guest, like in every show, and for our show, it was Kevin Hart.
Wow, that is so cool. Yeah. I actually really enjoyed that podcast.
I do too. And I enjoyed that show. So we went there Saturday night. Anyway, what I'm saying is it was very good bonding time with my daughter, while my wife had very good bonding time with our other daughter. And so we didn't do much for Valentine's Day. We also agree we're not doing much today because it's a Monday, as you mentioned, but we are going to do something, and we've postponed it. We're going to do there's a company that does scavenger hunts.
Fun.
And there's one out in Ventura, and we're going to go there and do a scavenger hunt.
That is so.
Wait, what
I
does
love
that
a scavenger
mean?
Hunt.
So they build you a scavenger hunt, like an escape room?
Yeah, but it's like an outdoor thing. Like you go and you run around town and like, you know, you look for the statue of this and you try to find it and then you figure something out and your next clue. I mean, it sounds a little Amazing Racy, but I've never done it, so I don't know, but we'll see.
Is it like just y'all, or is it there are other people doing it?
You can do it however you want, but they do have couples rates. So you can do it as a date.
Definitely going on my list of things to do.
Yes. And they have them in Los Angeles. They have them out by us. They have, well, I think they're called, and they're not paying for this. So I think they're called Let's Roam, letsroam.com.
So like, let's say you're going, like you have an appointment. Let's say your appointment's at, what time are you doing it?
We haven't booked it yet, but yeah, it seemed like, you know, Saturday at 6 o'clock or something.
Oh, okay. And then you have like a certain amount of time that you have to do
it? Yes. Well, it's between an hour and a half and 2 hours. And I think you can get clues. If you really get stuck, you can call a phone number and get clues.
Oh, so you're like a team and you're scavenger hunting for.
Yes.
Ah,
and my wife's very good at these things and very competitive about these things. And I know it's just the two of us. We're not really competing, but I know she's going to really get into it.
Would your wife want to do the Amazing Race with me? I need that spirit.
Possibly. Yeah. Oh, she'd be amazing.
Wait, I want to get set. Will you text me the information to this place? Because this does seem like something Red Star would love.
Date?
He would love this. I would not, but he would love this.
Oh,
it's fine. I'd do it for him.
It's good to break the dinner and a movie rut from time to time.
Yeah.
I was told that there's a show you think we should go on together.
Oh my God. Thank you for the reminder. So all this Amazing Race talk and I'm like, wah, 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 wah. What show would we really thrive on? Family Feud. So what?
No, okay, go ahead.
So we would need to go as a full podcast family. Mm-hmm. And I'm weirdly good at this game. So I've been watching it a lot more often because, why have I been watching it a lot more often? I think because Red Star has cable and we just have the TV on when I'm over there. And like, it's family friendly. So I'm like really good at it.
It's really not, by the way.
You know what?
It used to be.
You're right. Because the last one we watched, it was like, I don't know, there was something and the answers were like strippers and the.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not, I wouldn't say it's, okay. It's family friendly adjacent.
Okay, sure. It used to be very family friendly. And I remember when my kids were little, I turned it on like, oh, Family Feud is a great game show. And then it's talking, they're making a lot of penis references. And I'm like, yeah, let's not watch this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're having a couple moments where like Red Star's kid's like, what's that? And I'm like, ask your dad. Mm-hmm. I don't know. but I'm really good at it. And so I think that could be something fun for us to do because they tape them every day. So they need a lot. It's not like the Amazing Race where I don't, there's like a season.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There's like, you know, select
these are daily
few.
Episodes.
These are daily episodes. They need people.
Should we pitch our podcast crew versus another podcast crew?
Yeah. I think it'd be
like the Lady Gang or something.
Yeah.
You need to be a family, but you're right. They should do that. They should do a podcast week.
They do that. Like, they do that with like, I remember they did a Bachelor one where they had like a bunch of Bachelor contestants. Yeah. So I think they do this and I think it would be really fun because I am weirdly good at it.
One of my favorite memories ever from that episode.
Oh my God. It's so good. Yeah. Yeah.
Jubilee, who was on Ben's season with me, he goes, if you're camping at night, what's something you'd be scared of would crawl into your tent? And she like confidently goes, a stick.
His face. And he goes, so like, you're telling me that you're in the woods and you're in a tent and because it was the Bachelor, so there was like roses around the whatever.
Oh, yeah,
he takes the rose. He goes, and you're scared of this. And he waves the rose and it. Crawling into your tent? And she goes, yes, Steve. Yes.
It was amazing. I was like, Jubilee, that was one of the greatest moments.
I would watch that on repeat. I think you showed it to me and I've showed it to a million people.
And then Amanda Stanton said something really funny too. I think she said like,
no, and I just, Steve's response was, okay, let's see, is stick up there.
I'm just so scared that I would be so nervous live and I would do like say something. And
I know I'm a little bit hesitant because I think I'm good at it at home because there's no pressure. I think being there would be a lot more pressure and I wouldn't be as good.
So who's the team? Who's the 5-person team?
Well, it'd be us three.
Oh, I thought it was four. It's five.
Five. I think Easton. You get five on that show. Yeah.
And Danielle's good at this stuff.
Is she?
Yes.
I could see that.
Yeah. She's got it like brain games. She's smart.
We'll do a trial and error. Do like
for the fifth
quick,
spot.
Quick. Yeah. Quick. Just like throw them off their game and see who gets it.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun.
It's worth a pitch.
It would be fun. I agree. And us against Lady Gang or something.
Yeah.
It'd be really fun.
Yeah. Chicks in the Office or Lady Gang would be really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of TV shows. So have you watched Love is Blind?
I watched the first season. I haven't watched this new
one. Did you like the first season?
Yeah.
You guys, what? I don't know what it is about this show that is so freaking good. I don't know if it's how it's shot or just like the...
The concept is very interesting.
I know, but like, I remember thinking a season two, I was like, I don't know if I'll be as into it because the first season they were so...
They're purists. I enjoy the purists.
But there is something so cringe about watching people fall in love through a wall and then see each other for the first time and kiss. Like, it is, it makes me want to crawl out of my skin. And yet I cannot look away.
But you know, I do feel like the show goes downhill after they like, it's a, after they meet and they kiss and they like start to actually date in real life.
Oh, no.
I think it like kind of just falls off at that point. Like, well, I like watching the beginning and then through the middle and then the end is kind of like, meh.
Well, I'm just like so fascinated. These like two like gorgeous girls are like fighting over this guy that I'm like, they would never fight over this man in real life. Like, I just, even his personality, I was like, what's going
on? Wait, that's okay. We should watch the second season.
There's four episodes out right now.
Yeah, I think Red Star would enjoy that.
But I need you to watch them before Thursday so we can discuss it because.
Okay, we could do that.
I am just like.
Okay, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Great.
Also, there's this Grey's Anatomy thing on TikTok and it like scans everyone's face. And so I was like making up like, this person would be who I fall in love with in the hospital. And I got Owen. And then I was like, this person would be my enemy. And I got Erica Hahn. So scary.
Oh, that is scary.
So I need you to do it to see who.
Where is that? It's on TikTok?
Yeah.
How do you do it? You'll show me.
I'll show you.
Okay.
Yeah. So wow. I think we have an email, but
I'm so excited about our Family Feud situation. Like, this is really, I think this could be really fun.
I do too. We just got to get it, pitch this idea to the right hands.
Amy Sugarman, I'll be texting you in about 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
In about 5 minutes.
All right. We're going to take a break and then we'll be back with an email. Is that right, team?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Email.
We'll be right back. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. All right, we're back, and we do have an email. But Mark, I wanted to ask you this because I was thinking about it, like, as you were talking about how you and your wife each had a kid for the weekend. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite right now? Like, in this stage of life, is one, like, more interesting to you?
You know, it's funny because I know that parents have favorites, and I know that I am my parents' favorite, and everybody knows whether they are their own parents' favorite. And I so don't with my kids. They're both amazing, and I'm so excited by both of them every day and all of the things that they want to do. It's really cool.
Interesting. That's really great. Well,
I know what I was going to tell you. I had a talk with my daughter the other night because maybe I shouldn't tell a story, but you know, I feel like I'm a dad that is very open-minded and very into this whole, you know, there's so much going on with the gender spectrum. Mm-hmm. With Generation Z. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm totally down with it. I'm very carefully on this show not to misgender anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm very sensitive to that, and whatever you want to be, I'm very cool with. So the other night, my daughter had this performance at the high school. And then afterwards she was talking to this girl who had shaved blonde hair, but like super, super short, like shaved. And then hearts, like Valentine hearts throughout the hair. It looked really cool. And was wearing a dress. And so afterwards, I said to her, oh, who is the girl with the Valentine hair? And Allie kind of gives me that, like, keep your voice down, like, dad, he's him. That's Alex. He's he, him. And I said, but he's wearing a dress. And she said, yeah, and that's fine. And she was kind of annoyed with me. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. I always think I've got this down. Like, right? Get it. You're born this way. You want to be this way. Like, oh man. Okay. So got it. So some people are born female, but want to be male, but want to continue to wear female clothing. And I was just like, okay, all right, this is the next, my next thing I got to wrap my brain around, have some patience with me. Well, daughter of mine.
Daughter it's like of Jonathan mine. Van Ness, JVN from Queer Eye. Mm-hmm. He really mm-hmm. does a great job at making it very, like, cause he identifies as, or he, him, she, her,
yes.
and they,
all
them.
Of the
like,
above,
yeah.
Yes.
And I love that he's always, like, very gracious with people's questions. And he's like, just ask, like, if you have a question, and if you, I mean, some people might feel upset or triggered by being misgendered, but I think a lot of people, because we're all, if you're making an effort and not just assuming, yes. I think that means more than you worrying about messing up. So,
yeah. And for me, I've heard the dress. So much when you hear the stories of transgender people, you often hear a transgender male saying that all my life they wanted to put me in a dress and I was never comfortable mm-hmm. in it. Or a transgender female saying, I just wanted to wear dresses and my mm-hmm. parents would never let me. So the dress, I feel like, you know, she's telling me now that a dress does not have a gender to it. Okay, mm-hmm. I can work with that. But I've always heard that dresses definitely have a gender to it because you're either drawn to it or repelled by it, mm-hmm. depending on your internal gender feeling.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with painted nails, though. Like, think about how, like, however many years ago, if someone saw a male with painted nails,
that's true.
They'd be like, what's going on? And now, like, guys always have their nails painted. Like, it's not even a thing. So I think it's more of just, and I also think that's what Harry Styles is trying to do. Like, I don't think he is. I think his whole thing and how he presents and, like, his photos of him wearing what's labeled as, like, feminine clothing is him just trying to break the, like,
stereotype.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's just trying to blur it all together.
Yeah.
Right. It's all, yeah.
And, you know, right. just Harry Styles is just the
But when the gift, it's that, like clothes, you know, it's like, what? Who can? And people get so fired up, like, don't let, it's like, they're, it's cloth.
Well, no, and I also don't think, Mark, you should give your, you shouldn't be so hard on yourself. Oh, yeah. Like, if I saw somebody in a dress, I would say, I would it would just be my knee jerk to say her too, you know,
yes,
like it's.
Yes.
But I think it's cool that your daughter feels comfortable being like, you know, instead of just being like, dad, you know, that she
well,
was
some
like.
Of that too.
Yeah, well, yeah, because she's a teenager, but I just think it's cool that she's like comfortable with having those conversations with you and like being able to say like, no, that's not. Like, it's a he's, you know, wearing
yes.
a dress.
No, it's very important to my daughter, actually, because she has a number of friends that are at various points on that gender spectrum. It's very important to her that we respect that.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, we do.
We have two All emails. Right. Which one are you going with today?
I want to do Lindsay, and I want to save anonymous for Thursday.
All right, great. Teaser.
Teaser. Lindsay says, my husband and I have another couple that we've been best friends with for years. For perspective, they were the only friends at our wedding. We vacationed together, and my husband and the man in the couple have been friends since childhood. We live about 2 hours from each other. We text constantly in a group chat, but only get together several times a year. Last March, we visited them without our kids, went to bars, restaurants, partied all day. After everyone else had gone to bed, my husband and I hit their hot tub and had, quote, romantics in their hot tub. Later the next day, after we got home, we found out they had cameras on the hot tub and they were very angry with us. We apologized for being inappropriate over and over, but in the end, they said they can't trust us and to never contact them again. Over the next 10 months, we've tried to reach out a couple of times, but never heard back. Within last month, they reached out and said they missed us. They'd like to reconnect. My husband was like, great, let's go. But I'm like, well, wait a minute. They broke up with us. I'm glad they've forgiven us, but I'm still angry at them for throwing our friendship away so easily. Dude. Do you think we can get back to how we used to be? By the way, I'm 35. My husband and both of them are 39.
This reminds me of when Easton's neighbor. Yeah.
Also, what's wrong with a little hanky panky in the
That's
in the
my
hot tub?
Question. I feel like that's
to be
expected.
That pissed. Yeah.
Isn't it expected to a certain level that a couple by themselves in a hot tub might mess around?
I am so confused by this, like, anger on this other couple's. I mean, I guess maybe if they're just, like, really, like, maybe if they're not having a lot of sex or doing anything very adventurous or having romantics, I guess, that they might be, like, really sensitive about their space and someone, like, doing things that they haven't done in their space or that they don't feel comfortable doing. I don't know. But I don't blame you for being hesitant. But I do... I think if there was safety to make a joke about it and it landed and like everyone was just like, oh my gosh,
no,
yeah,
this feels not like not the move.
No. Because
no.
I'd say if you can't joke about it, then like bye.
If I agree with Becca. This should be a running joke for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Together.
Well, no,
if
but they threw the friendship away. Like, that's so annoying. Like, they were the only couple at your wedding and they throw your friendship away and don't talk to you because you guys had sex in their hot tub or whatever you did. I don't know what it was.
And they had romantics.
That to me is so weird that I would just be like, I would accept the apology and be fine with them, but I wouldn't invest any more effort into a long lasting relationship because you don't want to have hard feelings there, but you also don't need like, you don't need that. That is some whack ass.
I've had some friendships that have had some like, weird like moments or awkward moments. And then like, once we had a break from each other and didn't talk, we reconnected and it was totally fine. I don't think like, because we've all been like broken up with or like had issues in friendships and we still would give them another chance.
Yeah. Just with one eye open.
It's never going to be the way it was. Tanya's right. It's never going to be like it was because now you know some weird. I don't understand this at all. Like, are you allowed to do it in the bed at their place? If you stay at their place, can you mess around in their beds or is that forbidden as well? Like, they've got some weird rules. The hot tub seems like fair game to me.
Yeah, you should hopefully see some.
Oh, God. I would know if Tanya. Never mind, I guess.
You would know?
Yeah, because I know I'd be able to hear you because you're, from what I've heard, not quiet. But what I was going to say is
I'm not quiet in any aspect of my life.
That's very
so funny. Let's stay just, consistent. Yes, that thank way, and we you. Love it's that
just,
about you.
Yeah, it's just consistency over here.
And what I'm saying, I would never have to guess. I would say I'm way more about like if they're friend group, if they're friends that you love and you were sad when this went down and they reach out, I would give it a chance. If it's awkward or uncomfortable, then move on. Like, say I tried, we tried to hang out, it's not the same, and I'm ready to move on from this.
All right, good. Give him a chance.
I believe in second chances. And you do too, even though you're acting like
no, I believe in I believe in harmony and not holding a gripe and not having that animosity, but I'm also just like they're going to cause life's too short. If they're going to cause this much of a stir over that. That's just a no.
Yeah. Cautiously enter back in. Yeah. Is what a tiptoe in the shallow end.
Yeah, don't like jump in with the swan dive. Yeah. You know, dip a toe in, maybe get your ankle wet. Maybe walk down the stairs, get your waist, but don't not take the plunge.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will be back on Thursday with an iconic guest. We have Ben Savage from Who is Corey from Boy Meets World joining us. Wow. Scrubbing in OR.
I used to have a big crush on him.
I do too.
Do we tell him or no?
I didn't have a crush on him, but I did have a crush on Matthew Lawrence, who is Sean's brother in Boy Meets World.
But that's not him.
I know, but you can talk about your crush on him and I'll talk about my crush on his friend's brother.
Ah. Okay.
Also, I think we're really going to execute the theme Thursdays.
Yeah. So this actually came from a scrubber, this idea, because she's like, I like what they're doing Thirsty Thursday, but it's like unrealistic that you guys are going to drink every Thursday during the podcast. So why don't you guys do theme Thursdays? And I thought that was really cute. So what should our theme for Thursday be?
I think we post on Instagram.
Ah,
let them pick. We pick one that we like and then we execute it.
I love a fan voted situation.
That's right. That's right. All right. So we'll be back Thursday. So we're going to post on the Scrubbing In Instagram a question box with ideas so you can submit them and, you know, make them realistic because this is our first one.
Yeah. So we like really want to be able to. Yeah. And we're not talking like theme, like wear a red shirt or something.
Well, if we did Red, it would be like we wear everything red.
Yeah. But then we would talk about the album Red. And like, yeah, you know yeah. what I mean? Like it's like yeah. it's also what we're talking about. So if you want the theme to be like vaginas.
Oh, OK.
That's what we talk about on Thursday.
Great. So submit your ideas. And
I know what I'm submitting.
We'll be back on Thursday for a new episode and hope you have a great week. Happy Valentine's Day. We love you.
Love you.
Whether you're single, in a relationship, looking for a relationship, happily single, whatever stage of life you're in, I hope you feel loved today. I hope you celebrate love. And yeah. I hope you know that we love you and we are your Valentines.
For sure.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.